I've always been fascinated by how other people write. I mean, of course, by the rituals by which they surround the process of getting down to writing, rather than by the physical act itself, although that has its fascination too. Do they prefer a fountain pen or a biro, a laptop or a typewriter? Is a certain type of lined exercise book, bought only from a certain stationery shop in Edinburgh, essential to the process of composition? Or perhaps yellow legal pads are their surface of choice? These last two examples belong, respectively, to those late great writers, Muriel Spark and Stevie Smith. For some reason, they have stayed with me, as epitomising the kind of thing I mean, an absolute near-fetishistic regard for the materials of writing. Then there are what I've called the rituals. These are, in their own way, as bizarre as the superstitions surrounding fountain pens and paper, laptops and typewriters. The wearing of a certain hat for writing. Beryl Bainbridge had one of those, apparently. The preference for a particular environment. This seems to be the thing most writers can agree on, because whatever your choice of writing space, whether it's a quiet room of one's own at the top of an ivory tower or a noisy pavement cafe on the left bank, one thing is certain, we all need a place where we can think things out and get them down on paper or screen with a minimum of distraction. So how and where do I write? The answer to both those questions depends very much on what it is I am writing. Having worked as a journalist for over 20 years, I soon found that speed was of the essence if you wanted to be sure of getting your next commission. So I became an early adopter of the Macintosh Classic computer. This was back in the early 1990s. I soon learned to type my pieces, book reviews and feature articles, straight onto the screen, as I am typing this one. With my novels and short stories, however, the method was and remains very different. Because even though I eventually type and edit my work on a computer, currently a MacBook Air, I've stayed loyal to Macs ever since my first, I prefer to write in longhand. And yes, I have a preferred type of pen, a Mitsubishi iPen, black ink of course, on an A4 black and red lined notebook. As for where I write, it's varied over the years, depending very much on my circumstances. When my children were tiny, we lived in a run-down 1930s flat on a Deptford council estate. I typed up my first novel, A Mild Suicide, on a portable Smith Corona. Now, almost 25 years and 6 novels later, I still write every word by hand, but my surroundings are pleasanter. A quiet little office-come-spare bedroom in my Cambridge house. Here, I can plan my next murder in peace. I'm currently writing a series of detective stories, and write for as long as I like without interruption. I still rather miss those early days, though, when writing had to be fitted in between children's meal times and trips to the supermarket. Like my heroine, Jane Austen, I believe that writing should be incorporated into one's life, not isolated from it. I can't but feel that this makes for better writing, but then that's just my view of it.